Now he moves on. This is tremendous here, is it not? He says she must be well reported of. In other words, not to help every one that comes along. Now, but the younger widows refuse. Why? For when they've begun to grow wanton against Christ, they'll marry. In other words, the younger widow, she has her mind on something else. And I do believe these other widows are to be deaconesses in the church. I think they're to render some service to a church. I called up a widow several years ago, and I said to her, I've just had a funeral, a very sad funeral, of a wife that is, she's alone. She's given up her husband, and she had no children, and she has no friends. And I said, you've lost your husband. You know what it is? Go over there and visit her. And she went over there and visited her. They became warm friends. And I want to say this, that poor lonely widow told me, she said, you know, that visit is the thing that brought me into a relationship with God I had never known before. Now, the younger widows, they're going to get married. And that's all right, as I see it. But notice this, having condemnation because they've cast off their first faith. Now, that younger widow, and this sometimes happens when a younger woman loses her husband. And I've seen this happen again and again. I saw a preacher's wife that married a man that, well, he was a wealthy man, but his investments were in racetracks. She married him, and believe me, she forgot her faith all of a sudden. And she was a younger woman, you see. Now, they're to be tested, and the church is to be very careful about that. Now, verse 13, and besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also. In other words, they carry garbage from one place to the other. And garbage is gossip. They carry it from one place to another, speaking things which they ought not to, you see. Now that she's been relieved of being a wife and a homemaker, and she has no children, she becomes a regular gadabout. Now, he says, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, rule a house, give no occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Now, this is talking about behavior of men and women in the church. Now, friends, I don't care what's being said today and what's being taught today. And I am being rebuked severely because of the fact that I have told one woman who wrote in, living with a drunkard that beat her, and I didn't give all the details, and I can't give it now. But no one knows what that woman went through. And I told her she's to leave her husband. God never asked her to live in that kind of a hell here on earth. And it wasn't a question of winning her husband. Now, some women make themselves martyrs and become very pious at that type of thing. And that type of thing's being taught today. And I could give you example after example of where certain wives have gone absolutely to a nervous breakdown. And then when they're at a nervous breakdown, I can assure you one thing. They're no witness to their husbands. Now, he's making it very clear here that these relationships in the church must be on the highest level. For some are already turned aside after Satan. You see, they were not genuine believers, of course. Verse 16, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. Let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. In other words, the church should concentrate on those who are really in need. Now, he says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Now, I think again that the early church paid the teachers, and a good teacher was to be paid, I think, a little bit more. In fact, double, it says, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the grain. Paul's quoting from Deuteronomy now. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. I've never found but two or three preachers that I thought were money lovers. Most men are in the ministry for a different motive than that. But you're not going to hurt the preacher if you give him a generous offering. And when a Bible teacher comes to your church. Now, somebody's going to accuse me of being personal here. But when he comes to your church, be generous with him if he is a blessing to you.